You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 136.
My goal when I joined the program was to only be interviewed once, so I've already exceeded my expectations.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Bam! Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. Investor Grit presents Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling with your hosts, Tom Kroll and Cody Hoffhein.
Woo-wee! Hello, everybody, Rhino Nation. Super excited to be with you again. My name is Cody Hoffhein. I'll be hosting today's podcast right here on Wholesaling Inc. And we have an amazing rockstar Rhino that's going to be with us today. In fact, he has already been interviewed before, so this voice is going to be a familiar voice. We're going to bring him on in just a second. But for all of our new listeners, this podcast is 100% dedicated to helping you get your first deal through what we call wholesaling. And wholesaling is simply the art of finding deeply discounted properties so that you can then turn them for huge profits. And there's so many different exit strategies when we're talking wholesaling. And so each of our episodes is interviewing students that have gone through, that are in the tribe, that are doing deals, and they're going to share with you step by step how they did their deals. And so today we have Mr. Brent Bowers, and this guy is one of my favorites. Such a go-giver, an awesome individual. He's in Colorado Springs, Colorado, married, has a beautiful family, beautiful kids, but his story is an amazing story. When you remember, if you go back and listen to our earlier episodes when we interviewed Brent Bowers, he was active military and he was 12 to 14 hour days in the service. And he did this part-time on the side and he found a way to do $660,000 gross for his business in wholesaling, even being full-time military. The guy is a absolute beast when it comes to wholesaling, and he's going to share some tips, tricks, gold nuggets with you today so that you can do this and let you guys know that for everyone out there listening that have full-time jobs wondering if they can do it, this is a story worth listening to, downloading, and getting out a pen and piece of paper. So Mr. Brent Bowers, with a whole heck of a lot of introduction, because I feel like there's so many words that I want to say about you because you're such an amazing guy, let's fire away, kind of fill in the gaps and let me know.
Hey, Cody, thanks so much for the warm welcome. And yeah, it's a pleasure to be getting interviewed a second time for the podcast. My goal when I joined the program was to only be interviewed once. So I've already exceeded my expectations so much.
Well, it's because your story is absolutely impressive. In fact, one thing I want to let our listeners know, today is day number one. So he has now been, I guess, would you say discharged or released from, military? What's the correct word I'm trying to use here?
I am transitioning currently. I'm still in completely until May 7th, but I have enough leave saved up to work this business full time for the next 3 months. And then I go back to Fort Carson, Colorado to out-process and say goodbyes and be a full time wholesaler. And so technically today is number one.
So awesome. And your story is going to help so many of our listeners, Brent. I really want you to know that. Because there's so many people fighting the 9-to-5 that are thinking, how do I do this part-time? How do I do this with a full-time job and being a parent? And your story is going to be so set up perfect for them because you are a parent. You are a husband, a father. We're 12 to 14-hour days in the field with the military. And let's kind of just go step by step. And now going over 2017, what was it that led to this success? Were you able to do transactions that led to $660,000 your first year?
Yeah, I listened to pretty much all the podcasts up until about July 2016. Uh-huh. July 2018 of this year will be 2 years actually in the tribe. It's been amazing. I pretty much maxed the credit card out to be able to join the program. Tom said,
"Don't
do that."
Just like mine.
Yeah, he said, "Don't do that because you won't have the money to mail." And I started off right off the bat not listening to Tom. And every time I realized, I had to go back and listen to the videos and implement what Tom was saying. And had the pleasure of meeting you and getting to talk to you. And you kind of drove me along as far as the coaching side to stay busy. So yeah, I was totally scared. My son was born January 2016, so we had a brand new baby, and we just had a 3-month-old
now. And now just recently another one.
Yeah, so 2 kids, a wife, and about to leave my full-time job with all these benefits. I've been in the Army 8.5 years, but I'm not worried about it because we were able to find success just with a couple hours a day. I think the biggest thing is get up early, 4 a.m., because I had to be at work at 6.
Sure.
And get as much done, read a book of the Bible, and then start banging out emails. Everyone thinks I'm crazy. All my cash buyers think I'm crazy because they get emails from me at 4:30 in the morning.
But and you're we sharing blast. Gold nuggets right here already. Like, listeners, this is what I want you to know. Like, yes, you can do it. Is it going to be easy? No, no, no. And I'll tell you, Brent will not lie to you and tell you, oh, it was so easy. It was easy. No, he worked his tail off and he did it in hours that were inconvenient. You can do it. It's simple, meaning the steps are laid out for you step by step by step, but it's not easy. It still takes that grit, that determination. It takes that motivation, taking that massive action. And Brent, I'm telling you, 4 a.m, you're willing to get up and start your emails. Like, keep going. Let's kind of lead into what was your business looking like? How were you able to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. So get up early, and then sometimes when the kids go to bed and your wife goes to bed, you still got to hit the phones and the emails afterwards, but it's not always going to be that way. I started building a team. Uh-huh. Susan Lasseter Lyons, in her book, And Getting the Money, said, build to where you want to be rather than where you are currently now. So found a realtor. He's basically been my right-hand man because I didn't know the property valuations because we had just moved to Colorado Springs, Colorado, and I didn't know the market.
So that's interesting, Brent. Tell me this, though. Like, when you talk about a realtor, what was the conversation like? Because that actually intrigues me. You use him to, like, give you the price points of all your properties, but how did you present yourself to him to get that relationship?
Found him on Bigger Pockets. I saw he was a contributing person, a total go-giver. So he just kind of looked like he knew what he was talking about. He was making the transition into real estate full-time as an engineer for the city. He controlled all the red lights. And I knew he was a flipper as well. So I was like, this guy's great to align myself with. He knows that he grew up here. He thinks like an investor. Uh-huh. And also he's a realtor. So I was just like, look, I would love to meet you for coffee. I paid for his coffee, stayed in contact with him. And I started sending him referrals because I was like, I'm going to show this guy.
So like listings, if it's on a deal that works out to be like a wholesale deal, you'll refer it to him for a listing.
Yep. Anything that wasn't a wholesale deal that they wanted to list their property, he gets all my listings still to this day.
How is that for him? Does that work for him? I mean, does he pull off pretty good amount of listings off this?
He's going through the qualification right now to be 30 under 30 for realtors. He is probably one of the best realtors in the county.
Wow.
He's killing it. He's crushing it.
So he's doing great. So it's a big old win-win scenario here. He's helping you find out pricing on homes, what they're worth when they're fixed up, maybe what they're currently worth. And then on top of that, you send over any lead that may not be a wholesale deal for a listing. And here he is going to be a rock star real estate agent because you guys found this way to work with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was already a rock star. I like to say I contributed a little bit because he's a good guy. But I mean, he also gets all my soldiers that ask me about buying a house. I send him referrals all the time from them. So he really guides them in the right direction. So I trust him with anybody to treat them how I would want to be treated. And then we got a lead manager.
Uh-huh.
And I got this information from one of the tribe members, Jamie Woolley.
Yep.
And she kind of talked about her first 5 hires. Well, I was like, well, I don't have time for that. I'm going to combine all 5 of her first hires into one. So I found Jen uh-huh. Wright. She's my rock star. She literally wears all the hats in the company except for the marketing side, the mailers and whatnot. So she literally takes the phone calls from the very beginning, goes and meets the seller, gets it under contract, comes back, blasts the contract I always call it the purchase agreement. I don't know why I'm calling it a contract right now. So we send the purchase agreement to the title company. The title company starts working the research.
Uh-huh.
She types up the cash buyer email that you guys present as far as the format. We still follow the format to this day.
Uh-huh.
Blast it out to our many, many cash buyers that we've been able to accumulate.
Uh-huh.
We do the inspection 24 hours later. And boy, do we create a feeding frenzy. Let me tell
that
you, today.
Awesome.
Today, the renter was supposed to let us in. They left. They forgot to leave us a key. And Jen calls me. She goes, you know what? These are never easy. So she calls me and said that one of our cash buyers had to crawl through the window while six other groups were waiting to get in.
Oh, my goodness.
10 minutes after the inspection period started because the renter said, go ahead and crawl through the window. So I said, great, Jen. You created a feeding frenzy.
Wow.
And then several other people showed up afterwards. So we'll have multiple offers on that property.
So this is why you're able to do what you're able to do. This is why even being full-time military, and by full-time, even more full-time than most people that are listening to the podcast. Like a lot of people are 8 or 9 hours a day. You are 12 to 14 hours a day in the field, and you're able to extend yourself by having a team in place and mainly a realtor that tells you the valuations and a lead manager that kind of wears all the hats and that you've been able to lead, coach, and mentor and do exactly what you've done so that you can continue to fulfill your responsibilities in the military as well as a husband, as a father, and then put what time you can put into it.
Absolutely. That and smoking hot, awesome title company. We've been through about four of them.
Uh-huh.
We finally found the best one. She works with investors 90% of the time. And that's another key right there, another key to the success. So just the team that you love, they're coachable, they're personable, they want to help people. And I think that's probably one of the top 10 things right there is,
wow.
My team is looking to help people, not just my realtor, not just my lead manager, not just my title agent, my closer, but all of us, including my attorney.
You're almost speaking the words of a book I just read. I just read Rich Dad Poor Dad's book, plus his 20th anniversary, so his 20th year edition. So he's added all these different things to it. But also on top of that, I just reread Cashflow Quadrant. But he talks about the power of the team. He talks about having the right team, the CPA, the realtor, he goes through it, the attorney, you name it. He talks about just having a team in place and how crucial it is that if you really want to grow and scale, how crucial it is to have that team in place. So as I'm hearing this, I'm just sitting here thinking, man, I've got a mini Robert Kiyosaki right here on the podcast sharing the exact same message of how important and powerful it is to have a team in place.
I love those books. I got to circle back and start reading all those again because it's been a while and they're incredible. Totally highly recommend those books. All of them. Every single one of his 30 books he wrote.
Well, something I think that's impressive that maybe you're not going to be too easy to just start sharing because you're one of those humble, likable, lovable, teachable guys and you probably wouldn't tout your own horn too much. So I want to bring it up for everyone just so that you will talk about it. One thing that's absolutely impressed me about you is the fact that you are just a servant's heart. You're out there to serve people, help people, and the byproduct is you get compensated well for it. And it goes back to even like we have our Rhino Book Club for everyone out there. That is not a tribe member only. So if you want to be part of our book club, go onto Facebook and request to be part of that book club. It's the Rhino Book Club. And for 2018, and the first book we're reading right now is The Go-Giver. And it's right in line with what you do each and every day. And it talks about those different principles. One of them, which you really nail, is how well you serve people. And there's a direct compensation related to that.
Oh, yeah. I think some of the best deals we've ever done were ones we didn't think we were going to make money on. We were just trying to help because my lead manager contacted me one night. She's like, look, we have a disabled veteran. Her son stole all of her money. We're not going to make any money on it if we get it under contract at this price. She needs it because that's what her payoff is.
Uh-huh.
We'll just do it. We can just throw it out there and see what happens. And worst case scenario, it works for her. Sure enough.
Best case scenario. You have to cancel, right?
Yeah. That's true. Correction of words. Worst case scenario, we can't do anything for her. And sure enough, I think we made like $8,700 off that place. However, we went and mowed her grass because she was so anxious about it. She's like, no one's going to buy it because my grass is high. So we had her grass mowed.
See, these are the little things like though. By the way, while we're talking here, I am in the Gaylord Palms Hotel. We're here getting ready for our event right now in Orlando. And this is the first time I've done a podcast in a hotel room. So this is the first for me as well, Brent, to be on something where you're like, hey, I've been interviewed twice. Well, this is the first time I've done this from in a hotel room. But I will tell you, as I was on the plane right over here and I'm listening to The Go-Giver, it's these things that differentiate you from every other investor. Everyone's always talking about the deal or how do I make more money or how do I find the deal or how do I find the deal? And you are completely opposite. You follow the correct principles and fundamentals of how do I help Sally the seller make sure that she is taken care of? How do I serve her? How do I take care of her? And you stand out so far apart from your competition and other investors because you're only there to just serve that individual. And people always want to now do business with Brent Bowers because of how well you serve each and every individual that you come in contact with.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it's like, I appreciate you saying that. And I think it's most people in our tribe. I'm starting to notice that because I've had to reach out for help many times. And the tribe is always willing to kind of take the phone call and help me however I like. And there's like 6 or 7 people in the Rhino tribe in Colorado Springs. And a couple of them have definitely already helped me majorly.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And that's the key thing. Being an abundant mindset, always opening your mind to other people. There's no such thing as competition. We're all going to the ocean with 5-gallon buckets. And you've heard Tom and I say that a lot. And it's true. Have an abundant mindset. Help individuals. And one thing I'm really noticing as we meet individuals and different successful individuals, the more successful people are, the more giving they are of their time. They don't want money. They don't need you to pay them for their time. They just want to be respected for the time that they spend with you. But the more successful people give, the more they're actually willing to share and be of an abundant mindset. And so that's one thing that in the tribe we live by is be an abundant mindset. There's more than enough deals for every one of us out there. So that's something key. And by the way, I hear a cute little voice in the background, which is awesome. I absolutely love when I hear a little kid's voice in the background.
That's Zach.
That's Zach.
Buys houses.
Zach buys houses. Well, tell Zach he is one successful little kid because he did $660,000 last year.
He has no idea. He's going to be cleaning rentals out on the weekends, earning his first truck. Yeah, he's going to be working for all kinds of rental properties.
I love it. Now, we were talking about some little things that you've done even recently that might be some of value to share with our listeners. Stories that even happened recently that you're like, these would be great points to capitalize on to help people realize what makes the difference and how you can be successful in wholesaling.
Yeah, it's like you said, already helping people, building yourself a team, planning for the team to where you want to be rather than where you currently are. I don't know where these words came from one time, but we were interviewing our first hire and we basically said, look, here's where I'm currently. We're going to grow. We're only doing about a deal a month. Gross, or on average, we earn about $10,000 per deal. Would you be willing to come grow with us? Just laying the cards out on the table. And let me tell you, when I got that first hire, I really got serious about marketing. I had to keep this woman fed. Like, she needed to make income. And it just took off from there. And really, it was April. This April will be 1 year that we did the first hire.
Wow. And here you are. You can look back on 2017 as a complete success. And now you've got even a brighter future now that you're full-time wholesaling. And you'll be able to do this, really take even more action than you have in the past and really be able to grow this even bigger, which is, I'm excited to see what 2018 brings you.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. I can't even imagine it's beyond my imagination, that's for sure.
Well, my man, we always like to do this. We like to share in kind of parting words and closing of every podcast. We like to share things that have impressed you, things that have meant a lot to you that would help our listeners. So what would be a favorite book that you've read recently where you're like, this is a must read? You get on Amazon right now and you order it. What would that book be?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the one I'm reading currently that just saved a deal of ours because I was not willing to negotiate whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Never Split the Difference by Rick
Chris Voss.
Chris Voss.
Yeah, I read that. I was reading that on the plane ride as well. In fact, I did a post on it in Facebook.
Yeah, I haven't got to finish it yet because I'm reading like 4 other books right now. But one thing that he said is say no without saying no. We had a seller that just, the son just came out of the woodwork. It was a family trust. You don't have to record those in Colorado because it's, you know, it's pretty private. The son comes out of the woodwork. He's like, you got the property under contract with my father for $128. I want $140 or we're not selling it to you. Mind you, I have my cash buyer under contract for $138. We bought it for $128. And I just said, I'm sorry, I cannot pay that. There's no way I can do that. We have to buy it at $128 because it needs all this work. I just kept saying that. And 3 days later, he called me back and said, we'll sell it to you for $128 and we'll still close in 6 days.
Wow.
Just that one thing from the book just saved me $10,000 or made me $10,000.
Yeah, and not get scared or keep backing down, but you'd come up with agreement with the original owner. That's awesome. That's good stuff. So guys, everyone listening, Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. That is a great book. I'm glad you mentioned that. What about words of advice? If you were just starting brand new, fresh, and we have many listeners on here that maybe haven't done their first deal or haven't even begun their journey, what would you tell them if you were to go back and start all over from the beginning? What is one huge, big gold nugget you would make sure that they know?
Time blocks, time blocks, time blocks. Quit doing the education stuff during the working hours from 8 to 8 p.m. and time block and get on the phone, find deals.
So key. So all the educational part where you're learning, do that before 8 a.m. or after 8 p.m. But during work time, you go out there and you take massive action and you go work, get on the phone, follow up, do everything else. So what does that look like from 8 to 8 for you now? What are some of those things that they need to be doing from 8 to 8?
So I don't even know because today was the first day, but I did time block. So I would time block from noon to 12 to 12:45 when I was working the full-time Army and I was actually at the office. I would go sit in my car and just pound the phones for 45 minutes, like without taking a breath. And at that 45-minute mark, that was my break, which I only had that much time.
Wow.
But when days I have more time or several days off, it's easy to sit there and listen to a podcast or do some education or read, but just start with 45 minutes and then go to an hour and take 15-minute breaks in between time. So 45 minutes of serious income-producing activity, which mostly incoming is in front of a seller for this business, but you got to find the sellers.
I love it. Brent, my man, I want to thank you so much. I know you're busy and I know with this being your first day, the last thing you want to do is be on a podcast, but really, from bottom of my heart, thank you. I know I'm going to see you here in a couple days here at this live event, the Tribe event here in Orlando. So I'm excited for that. But thank you for being on our podcast today and helping our listeners know that they can do it. You had more than a full-time job ahead of you. And I want to thank you for your service in the military. Such a blessing to have individuals like you serve our country so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy. So thank you so much. And thank you for being on the podcast today.
Thank you, Cody. God bless, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, we will see you soon. Now, Rhino Nation, you just heard an amazing podcast from Brent Bowers. This guy is a beast. Go back to his first interview with us when we interviewed him for the first time. Go back and listen to it and listen to the difference between where he was then and where he is now, and you will see a huge growth that has taken place with Brent Bowers. I love this guy. I consider him a brother. And I'm excited for all of the gold nuggets that he has shared so that each one of you can now get one step closer to getting your first deal or your fifth deal, whatever number you're on. These are some gold nuggets that you can implement today that will get you your next deal and help you get more deals consistently. If you need help personally building your wholesaling business, that is something we love to do. Go over to wholesalinginc.com, that's wholesalinginc.com, where you can book a free strategy call with our team where we can deep dive some conversations with you. And if we like what you have to say, we just might invite you to be part of the tribe so that you can be our next Brent Bowers doing deals and ultimately leaving the 9-to-5 and going full time into wholesaling. Until next time, you guys take care and we love each one of you. God bless. Take care.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at investorgrit.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe with your hosts, Tom Kroll and Cody Hoffhein. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.